Let us pray. O God and O Father, we lift our voices heavenward. We thank you, O God, for all the wonderful things that you have done for us. And now, O God, as we assemble here to worship your holy name, we ask that your Holy Spirit will rest, abide, and remain with us now and forevermore. We pray in Jesus' name that all God's people say, amen and amen.
Good morning to the people of God. You're trying. Let's try that again. Good morning to the people of God.
Good morning.
It's always good to be in the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I feel good once I walk in the house of the Lord. Because it's so good to see people. I love people. I love your smiling faces. And guess what? God is here. We just sang about it. Do you believe it? God is here. It's my privilege, and it's always a blessing to welcome you to the house of the Lord. And what better place to be in this morning than to be here at Imani? Guess what? Today should have been the day you missed, but you're here. So thank you for coming out. On behalf of our senior pastor and other pastor, Pastor Drummond, elders, and members of the Church of Imani, we want to welcome you to the house of the Lord. We want you to feel blessed coming here today. You know, there's so many things that happen during the week, but when you walk to the house of the Lord, it's like, oh, I can lay it all down because God is here. I want to introduce you to a friend, a brother, a father. His name is Jesus. And he's here today. He's here to bless you. He's here to wrap his arms around you and make you feel good. So feel welcome because your brother, your friend, and your savior, your creator is here today. It's a special day today. It's Mother's Day, isn't it? Well, tomorrow's Mother's Day, but we celebrate it today. So a special welcome to our dear mothers in the audience. I would like to leave you with a few words, and I want you to think and ponder on these things. And by the way, these words are comforting words for anyone, not just mothers. It says, hold fast to that which you have. And let no one take your crown. No one. Let no one hinder you in your pursuit of the reward. Let nothing, absolutely nothing, stand in the way of your complete victory. Let no weariness or discouraging thought cause you to loosen the hope and your faith. But bind it tighter and anchor it fast to the word of God. May you continue coming to Imani Praise. May you continue to worship God. May you continue to hold his banner high, because guess what? One day we will see the King. And here's some more words of comfort for you. And you can put your name in the place. It says, oh, my child, lean on me, for I am your helper. Have you ever felt like you need someone to help? To help you? Well, God is your helper. I am your shield and your buckler. He'll protect you. I am your strong tower and support. No evil will befall you, for you are surrounded and protected by my presence, and no evil can touch you. I didn't hear you say amen. 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 Yes, let your heart rejoice in the Lord and occupy the praise that he deserves. May God continue to bless you, and may you enjoy the service that we have here for you.
Oh, Sister Michelle, she's going to come up and give us a five-minute spotlight of her trip to Haiti.
It was truly a blessing to be a part of the team to go to Haiti. And I was glad that I did, because I can come back to you guys and share a true story. Stories that we don't see on CNN and on the news. I can tell you that they are not, and I say it again, they are not helping the people. The people have no help. The last time that they say that anybody from the United States helped them, and that's including the Navy, the Army, and so forth, the UN, was in February. These people were so happy to see us, and it's just that it was just a few of us, I think nine in our group. And we went to places that still had dead bodies buried up under the rubbish. No help. It was no bulldozers or nobody there removing rocks, even though we saw one old man, he probably was a Haitian, doing it by hand. It is such devastation, such turmoil. We all need to try to plan to get a part of the team and go. They need so much help. We worked in a clinic to help the people with their medical needs. They don't even have medical supplies. On the Adventist campus, they have people stand there in tents that consist of sticks pulled from the tree. Maybe they found a sheet. Maybe they found a piece of plastic. Maybe they found a cardboard. This is what they living on. The beds consist of a piece of plywood and four block pillows. And this is what they're sleeping on. In the Adventist hospital, it was somewhat damaged a little bit. Outside of there, they had it's tents all over the place. And I was able to get inside of the tent. And this tent was probably what we would call an orthopedic unit. Everybody in this place had their legs amputated or limbs, or they were waiting the following week to have them removed. But they are outside on the ground. These people have no food, no water, nothing. So, like I say, it's really devastating to see people in that such turmoil when the United States has raised so much money to send over there. We're told that the money is being confiscated by their government and not helping the people at all. These people are so oppressed. One thing, we went there too to put a roof onto one of the Adventist churches. These people are worshiping in church with no doors, windows. Okay, let me just tell us. No ceiling. It's just open. Half of the building is still broken down, but yet they come in and worship. And I really want to stress this because before I went, I heard so many people talk about the Haitians and the voodoo and the stuff that they do. But when we went there to church, these people are in church, in Sabbath school. They're there. They're worshiping the Lord. These people are praying to the Lord. These people are falling down on their knees praying without any type of carpeting. Not a gravel road. Is the road consists of just sticks, glass, and rocks, and they're kneeling. The fortunate ones have a piece of cardboard that they kneel on, and they save it for the following week. And I want to say that because when I hear people talk about all the witchcraft and stuff that they may be doing, that may be so, I don't know. But what I do know is God has a fold of people we don't even know. And I don't believe all the Haitians is practicing that. So I say that when we don't want to fall on our knees and pray, a lot of times we pray standing up and just sitting or whatever. But I will say it was an eye-opening for me because I was one like that too. I would sit and pray or stand or whatever because the knees is like, oh, Lord. And I got carpet, and I don't want to sometimes fall on my knees. But that just kind of did something to me when I saw that these people praying to God on their knees on a gravel road with glass and stuff like that. But I hope to bring the presentation to you guys in its entirety. Then that way you see the films and the pictures and stuff. We're still working on getting all that stuff together. And maybe when you guys see that, you want to be a part of the team and be pressed in your heart to come and join, because doctors and nurses and just anybody that can help, they need the help. They really do the help.
Sister Michelle, can I ask you how many folks went on that trip?
Yeah, I think it was nine in our group.
So actually, what did you guys
do? We actually went there to put the roof on the Adventist church. We went there and we passed out food to tents, and we went to three or four different orphanages, and we helped with the children there, giving them medical attention, passing out shoes and clothes and food and stuff like that. We even went up into the mountains. They call these people the mountain people, and we passed out food there. We went into the one tent. We thought maybe it was not a big tent. Come to find out, when we got inside the tent, word got out so fast, we actually had to flee because they was almost like ambushing the tent, trying to get to the rice and the stuff that we were passing out to them. So they really, really do. And like I say again, CNN and all the medias, they're not covering Haiti to the extent that it needs to be. The help is not there. So just think about coming to be a part of the team and maybe making the journey yourself, because that work is really much so needed. And it's
amen.
I don't know what to say.
Amen. Thank you very much. We look forward to you giving us a more broader report
in
the future.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Today is Mother's Day, or we celebrate Mother's Day today. And so at this time, I'm going to ask Sister Cherie to come forward. She has a special announcement or gift.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Can I have all the kids up here, please? While the kids are coming, I'd like Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. Aaliyah. I found something in the store. It's Mother's Day. We celebrated Mother's Day. Aaliyah, you're expecting a baby? And I found this. He said, the greatest love of all is shared between a mother and a child. And from the church, I want you to have it. So when you have your baby, just remember that. Okay? Now, can you guys stand over here for me? There was a mother that was visiting. Can the mother that's visiting please stand? Or if there's more than one, all visiting mothers, could you please stand? Okay, Talia, I'd like you to take this and I'd like you to give it to her for me. All the other children, can you please take a hair clip and give to each mother? Just take one, and go clip it in the hair of a mother. Just let them know this is, we're just trying to tell you guys how much we appreciate and love you. Now, mothers, grandmothers, aunts, you can stand up. Your kids might not be here, but I want all the women who play the role of a mother at some point in time to please stand. I see more mothers that are sitting down. Do I need to call you guys out by name? It's your hair clip, so you could. I want you guys to put in your hair so you can look pretty. Okay? Go. You guys look so beautiful. Okay, Sister McCord, somebody needs to put one in Sister McCord's here. There are two mothers left at the back that hasn't gotten any yet, guys. You got to work a little bit harder. Your homework. Now, there are two women in our church, two special women in our church that shows up every Sabbath. There you go. They show up every Sabbath and they sit by our keyboard or piano and they play. We just want to say thank you, Sister McGlover. Sister Leoma. We want to say thank you. Now, there's one other lady that's been coming for the last couple of weeks that I've noticed. We prayed for her family last week. just want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. Okay, kids. Now, all the mothers are sitting down. I didn't say to sit down. We're not finished. Some of you were able to make it to breakfast this morning. The others of you were not able to. So we have some little cards. Okay, guys, take one. Take a card. Okay, the mothers need to get on up again. It's exercise time. Okay. Is there a mother that did not get a card? No? Okay. Okay, guys, here's what you got to do. You got to work harder. All the mothers that didn't get a card need to get one of these. So make sure you pay attention and see which mothers did not get a card. Mom, can you hold your hand up or keep standing if you haven't received a card? You need to give that to a mother, honey. You need to give that to a mother, another mother. I know you want to give your mother, but you can give another mother. That's okay. Here's the okay, I'll take one. Thank you. Can you give her the hearing? I'll take the card. Thank you so much. Okay, I still see some mothers standing up, so it means that they did not get a card. So here's what you do for me. One of these books, hand one to the mothers that did not get a card. We got to do it quickly, okay? They're going to throw us in the church in a minute if we don't hurry up. One of those mothers that are standing up need to get it. Did every mother receive something? Okay. Now, I want to find the two oldest mothers here. I want you guys to help me. I don't really know who they are, but the two oldest mothers. No, Sandra, you don't count. Sister Frances, could you please stand for me? Sister McCord is the other one. Okay. Talia. Can you please give this to Sister? Okay, who are the potentials? Sister Frances, how many years have you been a mother? Yeah. 1935. Sister McCord. I don't want to ask her age. I want to know how long she's been a mother. Forty-four years. How about you, Sister McCord? Okay, Sister. Okay, now Sister Pat stood up now. So now I got three. Sister Pat. 45. Oh, wow. I need numbers because I have two gifts for the two longest serving mom. Okay, guys. Happy Mother's Day. That one goes to Sister Pat. She said 45 years. Sister Frances, did you get a book? No? Can you give this to Sister Frances for me? Thank you guys for helping me out. I want all of you guys to stand. Oh, I have more books. Okay. I want you guys to turn around and face your parents. Face your moms. 48? Okay. Face your moms, and I want you to repeat after me. Are we ready? You're not facing your moms. Caleb, I need you guys to stand here, please. Face your moms. Okay, let's go. Can you guys say after me? Mom, happy Mother's Day. Thank you.
Good afternoon, church. You know, whenever I get a chance to stand up here, and when we're talking about Christ, we really need to keep it real. If I ask you the question today, have you given your life to Christ? I wonder what would your answer be? You know, before God ever moved on behalf of his people, they always had to consecrate themselves to him first. Collectively, God needed his people to come together, and then he was able to do a mighty thing through them. It's intercessory prayer time, and today I want us to be real with Christ, and we need to be real with ourselves. You know, we come to church every week and we smile at each other. I don't know what you're dealing with in your life, but what I will say is, if there's something that you're struggling with and you haven't overcome it yet, you haven't overcome it because you haven't given it to Christ. Because if we give it to Christ, we'll overcome. So it's not God not enabling us to overcome, it's that we haven't given it to him. You know, just the other day, I was bringing my children home from school. I'm keeping it real. And I was telling my daughter how important it is not to allow other people to push your buttons. On the way home from school, and she asked me, "Daddy, can we stop at McDonald's?" I said, "Sure." So we stop. Now those of you who know me know that I don't lose my temper. I don't let people get under my skin. But this day, I got in line. The line was long. I really didn't want to stop. But for the sake of my girls, I stopped. And I was in a long line of cars. And a car pulled up and sat outside of the line and waited. And the car in front of me just decided to get out of line. And this car pulled in. Keeping it real. I was hot. I was angry, frustrated, because I had been sitting in line, and this lady got in front of me. Beep, beep, beep. Hey, didn't you see me? Beep, beep, beep. And she did like this. I got out of my car. Now, I need Christ. We all need Christ. I got out of my vehicle, and I let this lady know how disrespectful it was for her to pull in line and then shrug her shoulders off as if. Now, I didn't use foul language, anything like that. But I let this lady know that what she did really bothered me. And not necessarily because she got in front of me, but the fact that she, like, her attitude. And it really, my skin crawled. I mean, I was ready to really let this lady have it. And in moments like that, I always ask myself, what would Christ do? Jesus would not have gone off on that lady. And then I told her to grow up. But I'm the one who needed to grow up in Christ. I mean, we keeping it real here.
Yes, yes.
We really need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. Yes. Because the devil knows you at conception. He knows who you are. He knows what your forefathers struggled with, what your parents struggled with. He knows how to push your buttons. And I'm going to ask you today, whatever it is that you're dealing with in your life, if you want to bring it to the altar and let the Lord deal with it, come up front with me. Let us pray. Take our struggles to the Lord. Because I'll tell you, people who have addictions, it's easy for us to look at them and say, why is it that they can't overcome their struggle? Maybe it's smoking. Maybe it's cocaine. We can easily identify those things. But how about you think of something in your life that you're struggling with? Maybe you want to be a vegetarian and you can't let that meat go. Try to do it. I guarantee you it's going to be very difficult. So if you have some things that you want to bring to the altar to the Lord, I'm going to ask you to come down front with me now and let us talk to the Lord about it. Imani wants to grow. We can't grow if we don't give our problems to the Lord. Bring it in close.
You encourage me, lifting my heart from despair.
You know, God doesn't require me to tell you what my struggle is, but you can't keep it from him. He knows what you are dealing with. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with the Lord. If you are having a struggle of any kind, I don't care how small it is, bring it to the Lord. I guarantee you, you will never overcome it unless you give it to Christ. That's a promise. We say that we can do all things through Christ. Prove it. Are we healing the sick? Are we frustrated with the bills that we have? Are we fighting with our spouse? Are we wondering why are we dealing with what we are dealing with? But yet, we can do all things through Christ. Is that right? Then why are we having the struggles we have? It's not because of Christ. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you, Father, that you have given us the privilege of being able to stand here today under the banner of freedom. Father, we don't understand how big of an issue it is that we can come before your throne of grace and pray and make a petition, Lord, directly to you without anyone needing to stand in between us and Christ. Lord, you look down through the annals of time and you saw that we would fall to sin. And you had a plan, oh God. We thank you for your plan. You didn't have to do it, Lord. But you made a plan to die on the cross. Even if it would have been just for one of the human family, you would have done it. You didn't have to do it, Lord. But you did. Father, today I'm asking, and I pray that you will come in the midst as you have promised us that you would. Yes. Where two or more are gathered, there you are in the midst. Lord, you've never let us down in times past, and there is no reason why you will not fulfill your promises today. We need you, Father. We have our individual struggles, Lord. We are going through some things that we don't want other people to know we're dealing with. We want to keep it secret, Lord. But nothing is hidden from you, Father. I pray that you might purge our hearts of the sins that so easily beset us, Lord. Make the crucifixion of Christ plain to us so that we might understand what it means to crucify him afresh. God, we need you today. We need you in our individual homes, Lord, to bring about peace. We pray, Lord, that you might dwell within our children, that they might be obedient. We ask, God, that you might help those of us that might be struggling with pornography. Lord, we pray that you might help those of us that might despise our spouse, but yet others might believe that it's all well and good. We need you, Lord, today. You have promised that you will move on our behalf, oh Father, if we confess our sins. Yes. And you said that you will cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Lord, we need to be cleansed today. We need salvation, Lord. If there's ever a time, this is the time now that we need you. The political winds, Lord, are blowing so back and forth, Lord. There's something happening. The elements are changing. Volcanoes, earthquakes, Lord, hurricanes, floods. You said that these things will grow more and more, and technology is even still getting wiser and wiser as it comes to technology, Lord. But yet, foolishly, we still believe the things that we believe, and we teach evolution in the schools. And this world is becoming so secularized, Lord. They don't know who Jesus is. But yet, God, you say that if we keep our mouths closed, the rocks will cry out. So I'm just praying today, Father, that you might open our mouths to teach others what it means to be saved. Even if we are poor, Lord, we know that Christ can still save us. Oh, God, we need you today. And Imani, hearts are hurting with whatever it is that they're struggling with, Lord. But I pray that you might help us all to overcome and then open our eyes to see sin as it really is. We think we understand what the struggle is against sin, Lord, but we don't know a struggle until we can't let go. So today, Father, I pray that you might send the angels, send the Holy Spirit, Lord, to pierce our hearts. Give us eye salve that we might see the things that we need to see, Lord, and let go. God, I pray that you might work in a mighty way on behalf of our lives so that Jesus Christ can reign supreme in our hearts. Lord, we might be struggling with anger. We might be frustrated because we think things should go a certain way, Lord, but we don't know how you're working in our lives. We just ask, God, that you might work in a way that to keep and keep our patience in place so that we can wait for you to finish the work that you've begun. Oh, God, we expect today that you will be here and show up because you said you would, Lord. And you also told us to come boldly to the throne. So today, I'm asking and I'm demanding, Father, that you might show up so that your name will be glorified. Not because we asked, but you said you would. So we're inviting you in today, Lord. Let us feel the wind of the Spirit. Help us to overcome, Lord, and let us work collectively so that the Spirit might work to bring in the church daily such as should come in. If we do our part, Lord, you said that you would do yours. So I'm asking, Father, that your end be fulfilled and help us to hold on so that ours might be. Thank you, Lord, that we have a warm and loving church. Thank you for the elders, Father. I pray that you might continue to give us wisdom. Give us understanding, Lord, and help us to deal with issues as they come up in the church. Thank you for the musicianship, Lord. I pray that you might bring about a peace in the music department. Help us to worship and praise you the way that you want to be worshiped and praised, Lord, not based on how we think we need to do things. And God, I just ask that Jesus will become real to us. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers today. We know that prayers of the righteous can move your hand, Father. So we're expecting mountains to be moved, Lord. Hear our prayers, God. Cleanse us of the filthiness that separates us from you. These things we pray, O Father, so that you might be glorified in us. So that when people see us, they see the face of Jesus. In his holy and precious name, we thank you, Lord, and we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to lift the Lord's name up on high today, and then we're going to do a medley. Okay? So we want you to join in the praise. Put your hands together. The Bible says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people.
Yes.
That's the word of God. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. So there's nothing wrong with clapping. Because the Bible does say, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Praise the Lord. So we want you to praise with us. Amen. Come on, stand on your feet. done yet. Come on, stand back up. Come on, stand back up. We ain't done yet. This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made.
I will rejoice.
I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it.
Oh,
this is the day that the Lord has made.
I will
rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the
day. This is
Jesus,
oh.